in the garden after Rebecca Lindenberg. You water the beds for Hypericum, but my hands overflow with crocus. All day you blanket the couch with picked petals of mullein. Every night I fill the bed with paper rose. Sometimes I arrive home to find dandelion in the coffee cups and coat pockets, typically in winter to mimic sunrise, which signals me to pour wine, cocoon you in our softest blanket, nibble the apples of your cheeks. It's Christmas, and traditionally I gift you bindweed. This year I present Venus flytrap in a vase mended with pewter. By New Year's, our tongues have scoured new trenches. What's crazy is we both wish for a sun-drenched patio surrounded by plum trees. Only my hollyhock choke them out every year, and anyway, you always plant mint instead. Because you both desire and are horrified at the idea of being known, I fry flowers of acorn squash to garnish hibiscus ice cream served in a Delft blue bowl. If the African violet has been watered, I know to draw the curtains. However, if the pothos has found a new corner, I undress you, binding your wrists with your sweater. We plan for bird of paradise, so why do we let cabbage take so much of our time? In garden recesses, we each tend a thicket of sage. Sage, sage, we both burn sage.